One of our anchors here to talk about this weekend's Eagles matchup, former Eagle linebacker Gary Cobb, will also co-host the Fox 29 Eagles pregame live and the G. Cobb Birds Report weekly podcast presented exclusively by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, backed by the number one casino in PA. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Good morning, Gary Cobb.
How you doing there, Pat and Joe? How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. And let's hit the ground running here, Gary, because this is the start of a six-game crucible, but it's a fascinating game, really. And I want to start you with this, Gary. Tim McManus, my old pal here on ESPN.com, quoted Eagle linebacker Zach Brown and not being very complimentary about Kirk Cousins. He says, quote, "For me, that's probably the weakest part of their offense is him." Well, that's pretty subtle. Everything else is good. They got a good running game. They have good receivers. You just want them to pass the ball. You want Kirk Cousins to got it in his hands. First off, what are your thoughts about Zach even being quoted as that? And secondly, how correct is he?
I mean, the thing is, how could you say something like that? I mean, you know, the thing about it is, I can understand him feeling that way, and he might have told some of the guys on the team. But you don't say that. I mean, you really give him, you put him in a position where, I mean, he's got to be motivated. If Kirk Cousins is not motivated to shut Zach Brown up, then there's something wrong with him. So, you know, this gives him more motivation. You don't give guys motivation. You know, basically, hey, you tell them what, you know, give them the answer that everybody gives. You know, hey, he's a good quarterback, blah, 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 you know. But for him to do that, you know, I think there's some truth to it. Because Cousins, I mean, he does not play well against good teams. He makes mistakes at the wrong time, and he needs to get his act together because he hasn't been playing well this year, except for, like, maybe the last game. So I can understand where he could say that, and there's a lot of truth to it. But I don't see why, you know, Zach Brown has got to step out and say that, because that really has to motivate as if the Vikings need more motivation. But You don't say things like that before the game, though. I don't think it's wise.
Gary, the Eagles have been excellent thus far this season in terms of shutting down featured backs. How have they been able to be so successful in terms of not allowing the number one guy on the other team's rushing attack to beat you?
Well, I think this is something that, I mean, you look at the Eagles' defensive ends, I think they play a key role because they don't have the best pass rushing defensive ends. When you look at Brandon Graham, he is a good pass rusher, and the same thing with Derek Barnett. But they play the entire game, meaning they play the run. They probably play the run as well as any defensive end in the league because they get off blocks and they don't fly upfield. Now, Dalvin Cook is a great when it comes to they run this outside zone play. And the key to the outside zone is somebody is going to get out of their lane. You know, they get the guys moving. They get the defensive line moving. And one guy will penetrate and he'll open up the hole. And so if you've got defensive ends that fly upfield, you know, thinking about rushing the passer, they're opening up a gap. And so the Eagles don't do that. Their defensive ends don't fly upfield. They don't have that lightning speed. Both Derek Barnett and Brandon Graham are very good at getting off blocks. They will engage the blocker, and they're very quick to get off blocks. So I think they're going to do a good job against that running game of the Vikings because I think it's a good matchup for the Eagles. So that's going to be a key to the game because Dalvin Cook really is the key to their offense. Once he gets going, and he's dynamic. I mean, he's got that type of speed where in one step he's at full speed. And he's got good size to be as fast as he is. And, you know, I really see now why everybody was so excited about him, you know, for a couple of years while he was banged up. But now you see he's a special back. So the key is going to be stopping him. If they stop him, then everything is on Kirk Cousins. And, you know, I'm not crazy about the matchup with the receivers either. So yeah. They got to get after Kurt as well.
Gary, you're a veteran NFL player, played with three different teams and did a lot of road trips, I'm sure. Give me your thoughts as a player about a three-game road trip. Is that something that eventually does perhaps wear a player down a little bit? How does a player prepare for that in week one to say, I'm going to be on the road for 3 weeks in a row?
Well, the big thing is the is the focus. You know, when you've got veteran players, especially in players that have played in big games in front of, away from home, because one of the things that's going to be a factor is the noise up in Minnesota. That's going to be a key with the Eagles offense, because it's going to be harder to communicate. And so if Carson Wentz wants to change the play at the line of scrimmage, it's going to be more difficult. And sometimes his receivers might not get the call, or you might have an offensive lineman that's jumping off sides. So that's a problem. That noise is going to be a factor. But I think that the Eagles are going to be fine with the, with playing three games away, because they've been through all of this. You know, these guys have been seasoned, and I think they're very professional. They got a very mature group beyond their years, and I think they're going to be able to deal with this fine, especially if they can get off to a good start. And that means, scoring early against the Vikings to quiet that crowd some, because if that crowd gets going, that's going to be the big factor. It's all that noise, and I know it's noisy there. It's not noisy down in Dallas, but it's going to be noisy in Buffalo, too. So the noise is probably a bigger factor than playing away from home, because you can't communicate.
Speaking with Gary Cobb, of course, right here on This Week in Pro Football. The Eagles put out their inactives list, G. Cobb, and it seems like it might have been shorter for them to just read off the list of everybody who is playing for them rather than their inactives. They continue to get banged up, and there seems to be help on the horizon, but certainly not this week. How big of a factor do you see the injuries, say, to like Corey Clement and other people like that playing in this game?
It's going to definitely play a role, no doubt about it. I mean, they would love to be able to put Corey Clement in there and get him matched up against the Vikings linebackers. Miles Sanders is going to have to play that role, and he's been doing a pretty good job with it. But Corey, look at the game he had up there, a couple years ago in the Super Bowl. He could have that kind of, if he was healthy, he could have that kind of game tomorrow, because the matchup with him against Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks, that's going to be a key to the Eagles' passing game, because the Vikings, they believe that their linebackers can cover anybody, even though they can't. And the thing you do is you spread them out and you attack those linebackers in pass coverage. And for some reason, Mike Zimmer, he's just been stubborn. He keeps those guys out there, even though he'll have a matchup against a wide receiver. So I expect the Eagles tomorrow, Miles Sanders with a big day catching the ball out of the backfield. That's what I expect against those linebackers. And that's going to be a key to the Eagles game, because they don't have everybody healthy. They don't have Deshaun. They're going to need other people to step up. And it's going to be the tight ends and the backs taking advantage of the Minnesota's linebackers. They're going to need a big game out of all those guys. And that'll be the key, because you have, you don't have Deshaun, and he's a big part of your passing game.
All right, Gary Cobb, tell me, Kirk Cousins, he is 5-3 lifetime against the Eagles with a career-high 17 TD passes to only 5 interceptions. Quarterback rating of 101. Is that just coincidence, or are there, in fact, instances in this league where one player just seems to match up well against a specific team?
Well, I definitely think, players match up well against specific teams. And I think that, we've had problems in our secondary, as we have right now. I mean, we've got some very inexperienced people back there. And I think it's a combination of things. And I think that he got off to a good start playing against the Eagles. And he had some good people that were playing with him back then. I mean, because, he had Deshaun, I think, some of that time. But I think it's just a matter of, getting off to a good start. If you do that, I think good things happen. And Kirk Cousins is the kind that he is a complimentary quarterback. And the Redskins had a good running game, just like he's got a good running game now. And he's great at play-action passes. And we're going to see a lot of that tomorrow, where he's going to fake the ball to Dalvin Cook. So if they get the running game going, then the Eagles are going to have to honor that fake. And then he's able to get the ball to his receivers, because he's throwing to wide open guys. He doesn't have anybody in his face, and that's the way he plays his best football. So if the Vikings get their running game going, you're going to see play action pass, and Kirk Cousins is probably going to have a good day against the Eagles.
Gary, great stuff as always. We'll be watching out for you on Fox 29 Eagles pregame live. And, of course, your podcast, the G-Cobb Birds Report. So thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, I appreciate it. And, yeah, make sure everybody checks out that podcast. And check me out on Fox 29 as well. And go Birds!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.